Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the service. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our afternoon Sabbath service. Let us sing hymn 36. Sing hymn 36. Thank the Lord, we are able again to come and worship Him. This is the sixth week that we are under lockdown. And we pray the Lord Jesus will continue to guide us so that we are able to continue to be strong mentally and strong spiritually. And now let us kneel down and pray. We ask our Lord Jesus to guide us, to lead us in the afternoon Sabbath service. Let's together kneel down and pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, let us continue to study on our sermon topic, Certainty of Our Hope. So today, this is the second part of our study. Again, our study will be on the certainty of our hope. Before we continue with our study on this topic, let us refresh our memory. So last week, during our morning service, we have touched on the 3 points. So the first point tells us about the definition of hope. And this definition, of course, it is from the Bible. So when we say hope, what do we mean by the hope? So hope is the expectation, the conviction, and the confidence that we have today on what that is not seen. All right, so take note. It is on what that is not seen. For that which is not seen It is eternal. But if today we set our hope on what is seen, according to the Bible, this is not hope. And what is seen, it is earthly, it is physical, it is material, and it is only temporal or transient, because all this in the end will pass away. All right? So when we say the definition of the hope, today our hope is on what is unseen, and what is unseen, it is of the future, and it is eternal. All right? Then secondly, we also run through on the author, the foundation, and the channel of our hope. Of course, today when we say our hope, we have hope in Christ, in the Lord Jesus. Because Jesus, He is our Savior. All right? So today, when we say the author, the foundation of our hope, definitely it is in the Lord Jesus. For Jesus is our hope. And today, why are we able to have hope in Him? What is the channel? So the channel, as we have run through, it is through the gospel, the truth. So thank the Lord today, we are able to have the opportunity to listen to the truth, the word, the gospel of our salvation, and that we have belief. So in Christ Jesus today, we have hope. Jesus is our hope. And thirdly, we also study what do we mean by our hope, or what is our hope. We say, Paul tells us, that there is only one hope of our call. All right, so this one hope of our call, it is the hope of our salvation. So when we say salvation, salvation covers some other subtopic. So when we say what is our hope, there's only one hope, the hope of our salvation. And under this hope of salvation, we say that there are five areas. So number one, we say the hope of the second coming of Jesus. So today we must eagerly wait for the coming of Jesus. We must look forward to this coming of Jesus. But of course today, we do not deny, many, they do not look forward for this day. All right, so why? Why they don't look forward for this day? Maybe they know they are not prepared for this day. They fear this day. And of course, some, because they set their hopes on the world, on the things in the world, what is in the world, the things that are seen. And we have already said all these are not our hope, because what we hope is on the things that are unseen, which is eternal, and it is of the future. All right, so today, when we say we have the one hope, the hope of salvation, we must look forward. We must have the hope of the second coming of Jesus. This is number one. And number two, at the second coming of Jesus, we know there is this hope of the resurrection. And number three, after the hope of resurrection, then we have the hope of what? Eternal life. And number four, eternal life where? So number four, eternal life in the hope of our eternal inheritance, which is the heaven, the heavenly kingdom. And in the heavenly kingdom, number five, we have the hope of glory, the hope of sharing the glory of the Lord. All right? So these are the five areas that we are able to receive in the future. So it is in the hope of our salvation. For this afternoon service, we will continue to study another 3 points. So in the last session, we have already studied 3. Now we will continue point number 4. Point number four. So point number four tells us, today we must be sure, we must be certain of our hope. All right, I repeat, point number four tells us to be sure, to be certain of our hope. But when we say this, it is to what extent? To what extent? We will study two sub-areas. As we have mentioned, today we have the one hope. So it is the promise of salvation. So this promise of the salvation, our hope, must be a sure and a steadfast anchor of our soul. All right, if we refer to Hebrews chapter 6, if we refer to Hebrews chapter 6, so chapter 6 has the theme, a better promise. All right, it tells us about the promise that God gave to us. So Hebrews chapter 6 tells us about a better promise. So what is this promise of the Lord? Let us read Hebrews chapter 6. We read verse 9 first. Verse 9. Though we speak thus, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things that belongs to salvation. All right, so here, the author of Hebrews tells us about the salvation, the better things that belongs to salvation. Let's continue. Verse 11. Verse 11. So in relation to this salvation, verse 11, the author says, and we desire each one of you to show the same diligence or earnestness in realizing the full assurance of hope until the end. All right, so the author says today, we must be very diligent to make sure that we are able to realize this hope of ours. And we continue, verse 17 down to 20. 17 to 20. So, when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he interposed with an oath. Verse 18. Verse 18. So that through two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible that God should prove false. So thank the Lord today, we know the God who made this promise to us, he will not be false, he will be true. So in the verse 18 says, through the two unchangeable things. So these two unchangeable things firstly tells about his promise. But he not only promised to us, for in the verse 17 says, he promised to us, but also here says, interposed with an oath. So therefore, in the verse 18, here says the two unchangeable things, that is his promise, and it is with an oath, so that God will not prove himself false, but he is true. So in the verse 18, the lower portion, especially towards to us today, who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to seize the hope set before us. So thank the Lord, today we are full of assurance, we are full of confidence. Even though we say the hope of salvation, it is of the future. We are not able to see now. But we are very sure that we are able to obtain, to seize this hope before us. Because the Lord God, the Lord Jesus that we worship, he is faithful. So in the verse 19, we have this as a sure and a steadfast anchor of the soul. All right, so we say today, to what extent about our hope? We must have this hope to become the sure and the steadfast anchor. Now we know today we are living in a turbulent world. It is likened to a very big ocean full of the current or the torrent. All right, so today, when we have this hope as the sure and the steadfast anchor, we will not be tossed to and fro. We will not waver. We will not be shaken, or we will not be moved by the current event. Of course, this pandemic already, it is prolonged, it is so long, and the lockdown already, we have come to the 6 weeks. So of course, we hope that all this will end very soon. So we're able to see the fact. In the past, we set our hope in the world, in the things of the world. We spend a lot of our time in the world. But now under lockdown, this is the time. This is what the Lord wants us to do, to consider, to be now very sure, very certain of our hope of salvation. All right, so today, we must be sure and certain to what extent that this hope, the promise of his salvation, will be a sure and a steadfast anchor. And thank the Lord today, apart from the Lord who is faithful, here tells us in the verse 19, it is the lower portion. It is a hope that enters into the inner shrine behind the curtain, verse 20, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So today, we thank the Lord. We are sure, we are certain of our hope. Why? Because here says, Jesus has gone as the forerunner. So it is a hope that enters into the inner shrine behind the curtain. This we know. It tells about the most holy place, the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant is, where the presence of the Lord is. So today, we thank the Lord. This hope leads us not only to the Lord God, but in the future, to the heavenly kingdom. So just as Jesus has entered into the inner shrine, if we look at the Hebrews, let us cross-reference with Hebrews chapter 14. Hebrews chapter 14. Let us read, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Verse 14. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. Here tells us Jesus has gone past the heavens. All right. So today we know there are the heavens. Just like Apostle Paul, he went to the third heaven. So Jesus passed through the heavens. Let's also read Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Just now we say Jesus entered into the inner shrine behind the curtain. So this can be described in the Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. Hebrews 9, 24. For Christ has entered not into a sanctuary made with hands, a copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. All right, so here says, Jesus has entered into what? Heaven itself. So thank the Lord. Hebrews chapter 6 tells about a better promise. This is the promise of salvation in the heavenly kingdom. So today, this hope of ours must be a sure and a steadfast anchor of the soul that we will not be moved in whatever circumstances. All right, so today we must be very sure and certain of our hope. Then the second sub point to be sure and certain of our hope, to what extent? So to the extent that at any time, all right, at any time, we are able to make a defense or to declare to anyone who asks us about our hope, to ask us to give a reason, an account of our hope. Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. 15. But in your hearts, reverence Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who calls you to account for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Here, the author says, to make a defense. So in the Hebrew, today, of course, we say that this is apology, an apology. So this part tells us about the study concerning apologetics. It relates to the defense that today we must make. So when we say today, we must be sure, certain of our hope, to what extent? So to the extent, that is to say, at any time, when people ask us, when people query us, when people accuse us and so forth, we are able to naturally, we are able to immediately and without any hesitation, we are able to immediately give a reason, an account of our hope. All right? So this manifests, this proof that we are very sure, very certain of our hope. All right? So this fourth point tells us today we must be sure. We must be certain of our hope. So to what extent that this hope becomes a sure and a steadfast anchor of the soul, that we will not be shaken, we will be firm, and that at any time we are able to make a defense to share our hope to others. All right, now we continue point number five. Point number five. So why today we are certain of our hope? All right, point number five, again I repeat, why we are certain of our hope. Thank the Lord, today our hope, it is not an empty hope. But we praise the Lord, today we have an assurance, we are very sure of our hope. Why? Because of what? Thank the Lord, because of the Holy Spirit. All right, so today the Holy Spirit is the assurance of our hope. Let us refer to Romans. Romans chapter 5. Let's turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which He has given us. We thank the Lord. The Lord loves us very much. The Lord wants to save us. The Lord wants to give us His salvation. So no matter in what circumstances that we are in, today we thank the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit to be with us. The Holy Spirit is abiding with us. The Holy Spirit is the comforter or the counselor or the helper. That is to say, one called along by our side to be with us, to help us. All right, so thank the Lord today. We have the Holy Spirit as an assurance. So again, verse 5 says, and hope does not disappoint us. All right, so we are not disappointed. We are very sure of our hope. Why? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which has given. Let us continue to read Romans chapter 15. Let's turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Thank the Lord, this is a very good and beautiful verse. Here tells today the God that we worship, He is the God of hope. And here tells us that today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in the hope. All right, so thank the Lord, today we are certain, we are sure of our hope. Why? Because we have the help which comes from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the assurance. So in relation to the Holy Spirit, that relates to the hope of our salvation. We know the Holy Spirit today, the Holy Spirit is the witness of our status. That is to say, the Holy Spirit will testify that we are not only sons, but that we are an heir. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Let us read verse 15, the lower portion, down to 17, the upper portion. Romans chapter 8, verse 15, the lower portion, to verse 17, the upper portion. Verse 15. The lower portion here tells us, but you have received the spirit of sonship when you cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16. It is the Spirit Himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Verse 17, upper portion. And if children, then as of God, fellow as with Christ. All right, so here tells us, the Holy Spirit will testify not only that we are sons, but the moment when we receive the Holy Spirit, we become an heir. We know during baptism or after we are baptized, we are the sons of God, we are the children of God. But when we receive the Holy Spirit, not only the Holy Spirit will testify that we are sons, but we become an heir. So when we say we become an heir, means what? We have the right to the inheritance. Let's also refer to Galatians. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, 6 and 7. Verse 6. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So, through God, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir. So thank the Lord, the same statement here by Paul. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we become an heir. So thank the Lord, we have the right to the inheritance. Then we know the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance. Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 1. Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 1, 13 and 14. 13 and 14. In Him you also, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. In 14, which is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. So thank the Lord. This Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance. And furthermore, the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our resurrection and of the putting on of the heavenly or the spiritual body. For this, we will read a few verses. Let's firstly refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, let us read verses 1 to 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Verse 1, for we know if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed. So this earthly tent refers to our physical body. We know if the earthly tent, our physical body, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens, in the heavens. So this building, of course, tells us about the heavenly body or the spiritual body. Verse 2. Here indeed we groan and long to put on our heavenly dwelling. Verse 3. So that by putting it on, we may not be found naked. All right? So naked means today our soul, we have this heavenly body. We have this spiritual body. So it is not naked. We no need to be ashamed. Verse 4. For while we are still in this tent, amidst this body, we sigh with anxiety. Not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. All right. So we put on. There is resurrection, and we put on the heavenly, the spiritual body. And what is the assurance of it? Verse 5. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. All right, so thank the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee that there will be resurrection and that we will put on the heavenly and the spiritual body. Let us refer to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul tells us about the two kinds of the body. Let's read chapter 15, verse 40. There are celestial bodies and there are terrestrial bodies. Amidst there are heavenly bodies, there are earthly bodies. But the glory of celestial is one and the glory of terrestrial is another. Let's continue verse 44. Verse 44, it is sown a physical body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there is a spiritual body. All right, so thank the Lord. When one resurrect, they'll put on the spiritual body, or we say the heavenly body. And it is through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Philippians. Let's also refer to Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Philippians chapter 3, 20 and 21, verse 20. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord. The upper portion already tells us about the hope of our salvation, the content of our salvation. Paul says our citizenship is in heaven. Yes, we want to enter heaven. It is our eternal home, our eternal inheritance. And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus. So the second coming of Jesus is also our hope. And here says, when he comes, verse 21, who will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body. And it is by what? By the power which enables him even to subject all things to himself. So we know it is the Holy Spirit. All right. So thank the Lord. Today we are very sure. We are very certain of our hope. Why? Because it is not an empty hope. We have the Holy Spirit as an assurance. So the Holy Spirit relates to the work of our salvation, especially to witness that we are an heir. We have the right to our inheritance. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance, and that the Holy Spirit is the guarantee that there is resurrection and the putting on of the heavenly and spiritual body. Okay, now the point number 6, the last point. So today, we say we must be certain. We must be certain, very sure of our hope. But it must be what? It must be until the end. All right? So today, we must hold on to this hope until the end. So in relation to this, how to hold on until the end? Let us turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 25. Verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. So Paul says today, we must wait for the realization of our hope with patience. So when we say with patience, it relates to the time, all right? So many may question, why so long, when, and so forth. The only thing now what we can do is that we just wait with patience. We do not know when, all right? So this relates to the time. Let's read 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3. Remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, your labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So here Paul tells us about the steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we say we must be steadfast, it relates to our determination, all right? So today we must be very determined. We will be steadfast. And the next one, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. So in this third verse tell us, we must hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Alright, so it is without wavering. This relates to the situation, to the condition, or to the position that we are in. So this point number 6 tells us today, we must be certain of our hope. But this certainty must be until the end. So how are we to hold on until the end? So there are 3 requirements. It must be with patience, which relates to the time. It relates to our steadfastness, which relates to our determination. And thirdly, it must be without wavering. It relates to the situation, circumstances that we are in. So irrelevant of whatever circumstances that we are in, we must not waver. We must be firm until the end. All right, so we pray that the Lord Jesus will guide us so that in our life of faith, we can be and we must be very certain of our hope, and that this hope of us will strengthen us, will be a source of strength for us to propel forward, irrelevant of what happened to the world and what happened to us. May the Lord help us. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord Jesus strengthen us and guide us. Let's now sing the second hymn, 185. 185.
Think and reflect, God's prepared a land so blessed. Leave your sins and come, find strength in hope for heaven's rest. Why be sinless? Why be pure? Thus think and reflect. Heaven is holy, heaven is lovely, blessings overflow. I will ever struggle to reach that home. Think and reflect, Jesus shares a land that bless. Hold your faith and seek his favor, hope for heaven's rest. Why be selfless? Why seek Jesus? Think and reflect. Hand is endless, hand is spacious, boundless and free. I will ever strive for my home to rest. see. Think and reflect on the Holy Spirit bless. For his dear love follow him, then hope for heaven's rest. Why seek his way? Why must we pray? Think and reflect. Hand is splendor, hand is treasure, precious and rare. I will strive to run to my promise there.
Now we will pray in our prayer. Let's pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen us, will continue to comfort us, and will continue to guide us. Now let's pray. Let's continue to pray for each other. Let's pray for the church. Let's pray for our country and the world. Now let's together kneel down and pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Padre Jesús, Padre Jesús.
We thank to the grace of the Lord. We end our service here. May the peace, the blessing, and the strength of the Lord be upon us. Amen.